Maybe we can shift from the sublime to the practical. I'm curious, maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the common questions you receive from medical oncologists in practice that are referring patients to you or when you're out giving CME talks, et cetera.
Well, one question I often get, and I often get calls for, is how to deal with rash from EGFR inhibitors. That's right up there on the list because that tells me people are clearly using a great deal of Tarceva. And they've switched from having used Iressa on the extended access program, and the rash is a bit more intense and a bit more of an issue. So I'll often get calls, you know, to the clinic, or our nurses are called because they've had a great deal of experience with it. And what I tell them is what we've found over the years, which is that topical clindamycin, Cleocin, works very well. I'm not sure where that came from. I think it came from the early trials with Iressa. I remember an investigator meeting about 6 years ago where several of the nurses had gotten together and were discussing it, and it seemed that that was sort of found independently at a number of sites, that seemed to work quite well and had an anti-inflammatory effect. Oftentimes I'll recommend, you know, a slight break if it's truly a severe rash, especially when it's on the face for 4 to 5 days. Then I always base my decision on how the patient's doing. You know, if someone's clearly having a benefit, I might try to get them back at the 150 dose, but in some cases, you know, if it's looking like they might be beginning to progress and we're not sure, I might try it at a little bit lower dose. Occasionally steroids are used as well. But that's one question I hear all the time.